Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome. I'm back here right in the seat in Studio One. Absolutely amazing time I had in the USA of the tour of Florida. I must say a big, huge thank you to Sarah Spiritual and to Cara as well from Strange Days Indeed Radio. A massive thank you. Thank you for being such wonderful hosts, and thank you for allowing me to be a part of the things that you were involved in, and allow me to work there with you. It was absolutely amazing, and as I said, a big, massive thank you. The only thing is, I've come back with a bit of a cold. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll hear me coughing and barking all the way through the show. But never mind, it just shows to everyone that we are live right here. So, well, welcome everyone. And it is nice to be back here in the UK. And I will say it's only for a short time. It's only for like a borrowed time. I'm only here for maybe 3 weeks, and I go to Norway to do a tour of Norway, which I'm absolutely looking forward to that. And more details will follow as the weeks go by. But I will be doing the show live in Norway, which again, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing that. The show live in Norway, that's going to be absolutely amazing. Well, today I've got an amazing show. I've got an amazing guest. I know that she's been here many times, and I know that she'll be here many, many more times to come. It's not just a colleague, but a really good friend of mine. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for asking me back on your show. It's always a pleasure, as usual, to join with you and link into spirit for your listeners. And I'm sorry to hear you've got a cold.
Well, you know, Elizabeth, I developed this cold after the first week of being in the USA. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it was 90 degrees, you know, through the day in the sun, 90 degrees. I mean, you wouldn't believe that, would you, of October? But it was 90 degrees, absolutely boiling. The first week, Elizabeth, I was enjoying dipping into the pool and everything else. And then the second week, I started coming down with it. I started sneezing, started coughing. And then that's when the rest of it came along with, you know, the runny nose and the you know, the coughs and the feeling ill and shivering. I think to myself, God, look at me. I'm in a beautiful country in lovely warm weather, and I've got a cold.
Oh, well, you know what? When I went to Florida in 2006, I mean, I had a super time. And it was the same time of year as what you've been, you know, October time. And I went to the I Can Do It conference in Florida, which is, well, it was amazing, actually. It had got a lot of the big USA psychics there, people like Sylvia Brown and life coach like Dr. Wayne Dyer. And, of course, the angel lady, Doreen Virtue, and her husband, who was her husband then, Dr. Stephen Farmer, who does a lot of shamanic work with power animals. It really was, really, I would say, a chance of a lifetime to go and be with these people and participate in some of their workshops. But I came down with exactly the same as you, like a really, really bad flu. And I had to really dose myself up. And it's so annoying, isn't it, when you're doing something that you've really geared yourself up to do and you really want to do. And then, of course, we're not infallible. We come down with the flu. And I can completely understand where you're coming from. And it's unfortunate. It's a shame. But we're only human and these things happen.
You know, Elizabeth, and it's exactly what I said when I was out there, you know, life goes on. Just because Mike Davis has got a cold, it doesn't mean anything's got to stop. You know, and I worked while I was out there, and I'd done the best that, you know, anybody could ask of anyone. And, you know, it was it was a wonderful thing being able to connect to spirit in a different part of the world. And, you know, I gave some lovely readings. I gave some lovely demonstrations in the gallery readings and you know, the private sessions. Absolutely amazing. And you know, you think to yourself, Elizabeth, that, I feel too ill. I don't want to be doing this. And, you know, the minute that you start connecting to the spirit world, that's the minute that all these ailments are taken away from us. And we need to just go on with it and just get on with it. And that's what I said, you know, the show will go on. And you know, believe you me, Elizabeth, the show did go on. I'm just looking in the chat room. Somebody say, I need night nurse. I think I need a bit of day nurse and night nurse by the sounds of things. But, you know, as I said, the show will go on. You know, it doesn't stop because I've got a cold. That's one thing for sure.
You know what's so interesting? You saying about spirit take it away from you when you've got to work. I remember once going to do a show and I got the worst migraine. And I thought, I don't know if I can actually go on stage and do this show because the migraine was so bad. And I went on, and as soon as I stepped onto the stage and started doing a reading for somebody, I'd completely forgotten all about the migraine. It just disappeared. And I felt great. And I think that if you're meant to do it, then they assist you and they help you. And they never cease to amaze, do they, linking in with spirit. It really, truly can be wonderful and magical. But I'm hoping that we're going to do some great readings tonight. Even though you've got a cold, I think spirit will take that away from you and you'll still be able to work and do some super readings for people. And hopefully I'll be able to do the same. I've got all my cards lined up. I've got my special cards, which I love, called the Psychic Tarot. And by American guy called John Holland, and I'm sure some people who are listening in tonight or today will have listened to perhaps John Holland, because he has a radio show as well, and he does really good work. So I'm going to be using those cards tonight. And I've got another pack, which I've recently had, called the Guardian Angel Oracle, and they're by a lady called Chrissy Astle. And I actually went to a little bookshop and they were just in amongst all the books. And, you know, when you see something and you know where cards are concerned, you've just got to buy them, that they're meant for you.
Yeah.
I've actually, I'll tell you where I was, which will make you laugh now. You'll never guess where I bought them from, what town I was in. I was in Barry.
Oh,
that's where I
was. Just down the road.
Just down the road from you in Cardiff. In Wales, and we went to Barry, and the shop, you've probably been in there, called The Works in Barry, had these cards, and so I had to buy them, and they work really, really well. So if anybody's listening in and they're looking for a new pack of cards, try the Guardian Angel Oracle by Chrissy Astle. They're beautiful. The paintings on them are really, really special, and they're nice cards because they're just one word on the card, and they're open for your own interpretation. Because I think when you use cards, they've all got a different interpretation for the person that you're reading for. And I think that's really important, that they work on an individual level. So like to connect to the people in the spirit world tonight and today who are listening in for you. But also, as you know, I work as an animal communicator. So if anybody's got any questions about their pets, and they can be pets that are in the spirit world that have passed away, but also pets that are living. Maybe there's something going on with your pet and you can't quite put your finger on it, or you're a little bit worried about the health, or maybe you've got a rescued animal that you would like to know more about the background. Animals truly are extremely psychic, and I like to link in on a psychic level to pets and do pet readings as well. So, you know, we call that animal communication, or some people label it as a pet psychic. So that's something else. If somebody has got a pet question, or they'd like me to link in to a living pet or a pet that's crossed over into spirit, I'd quite happily do that on the show today as well.
Absolutely perfect. Well, Elizabeth, you know, when I was over in America, I visited a little place called Casadega. Now, I don't know if you've heard of a place called Casadega, but it's a wonderful little village, and it's very much like Hydesville. Now, in Hydesville, in America, there's a medium that lives in every single house. And in Casadega, it's very, very, well, it is, it's the same. And it's a medium psychic lives in every single house. And, you know.
Really?
Yeah, when I went there, I took some photos, Elizabeth, and the one that really intrigued me, and I'll put these up on Facebook soon, the street. One of them is called Medium Way.
No, that's amazing.
And Psychic Road. And I thought to myself, it's absolutely amazing. And I went into this shop that not so much galleries, but they do teachings there. They do lots of different things. There's lots of stalls inside. There's crystals. There's books. There's lots of stuff. Elizabeth, we could rummage in there for hours. You know, I was in there. And I was like a child in a sweet shop. I really was, or in a candy shop.
Did you actually buy any cards, or did you purchase anything in there?
You know, I did. I did purchase one item in there. I could have purchased the whole shop, if I'm honest with you, because it was absolutely amazing. But there was one item I did purchase, and it was on the Hydesville events. I'm quite up on the Hydesville events. I'm not going to go into the history of spiritualism now, because, you know, that's a totally different show. It's quite interesting, because I was saying things to this lady that, you know, we never met, and she was saying things back to me, and we was just going through the story of the Hydesville, and the two of us...
Is that where the two girls were? That's
correct.
I'm with it. I've got it now.
Well, you know, we was bouncing back and forth. Well, the foxes has done this, and then I was going, yeah, but then they went off and done this, and then she jumped in, and she said, yeah, but then they went in, and, you know, it was absolutely amazing, you know, because of what I understand of the history of spiritualism, she was relating to, and she said, you need to buy this book. And I looked at the book, and it just said the truth about the Hydesville events. And, you know, that's one thing I'm going to enjoy reading is that book. Because, as I say, you know, I'm very much up on the modern history of spiritualism. And, you know, I'd like to just get into that book as much as I can. Obviously, you know, let's let this cold go by first. But, you know, I will get into that book very soon. And, you know, it may be things that I have overlooked, or things I have made not understood, and maybe that book can teach me things, because I believe, Elizabeth, that, you know, that we're always learning. I, for one, are always learning. You know, I don't know everything, and I don't profess to know everything, but, you know, I know what I'm doing, and I understand how I do it. But isn't it nice to have the take of where this thing started, how it originated, and you know, to take that modern spiritualism further, and, you know, I was so pleased I came away with that book. Because, you know, I want to learn more and more about it, because I don't think that we ever arrive. I think that we're always learning. And as I said, I can't wait to get stuck in. But I do want to say, Elizabeth, and I know that we spoke a little bit off air last night, actually. And I was saying to you about some people that flew down to Florida to come and see me. I want to give them a big mention, because these poor people, same poor people, they're not poor people, they're absolutely wonderful people, and it was a pleasure to actually meet Paula, June, and Peter, and they flew down from New Hampshire all the way down to Florida, which is what I believe is like a 3-hour plane ride, to come down and meet me, to come down and have readings with me, to sit in the gallery readings, and you know, Elizabeth, we had a fantastic day out together, the five of us, because Gwyn was with us as well, and you know, we went on this little boat, but it wasn't a boat. It was a boat because it went on sea, but it went on land as well. You know, it had wheels and it drove on land.
It sounds like James Bond.
You know, it's a little bit like, but it was like a bit like a bus. You know, and
it, it went on the land and then it went in the sea.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and apparently. These things were used like during the Second World War, apparently. But, you know, he was driving along these streets, and this lovely tour girl was telling us all the information about where we was. And if you look to the right-hand side, you see this, and to the left-hand side, you see that. And it was really good. And you know, we launched into the sea. And at that point, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And out comes my phone with a camera, and I was taking pictures and pictures and pictures. Because I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, you know, this is absolutely amazing. These people have flown 3 hours to come and meet me, to come and see me.
That's a compliment within itself.
Most
right.
Definitely, Elizabeth. And I thought to myself, you know, Spirit will put us where they need us to be. That's one thing for sure. They will always put us in the direction where we need to be. I know I've been invited up to New Hampshire to do some work, which You know, obviously I've taken that opportunity, and I've said yes. I'm just going to sort out dates and times and etc. And again, that will be announced in later on shows and so on there. But you know, these people are mediums themselves, and you know, they was giving me little bits, and I was given little bits as well. And I think to myself, you know, really, it's a small world, isn't it? Most definitely a small world, because it doesn't matter where we are in the world, spirit is always with us. And that thought is absolutely amazing. It doesn't matter where we are, our loved one.
You know, it's amazing because, as you know, I do a radio show actually just before your show. In the UK, it's 5 p.m. until 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Every Sunday on thebridgeradio.net. And it's a similar show to yourself. We have guests. We do readings. It's a spiritually based show. And we have listeners all over the world. We're based in the UK. And only sort of perhaps 3 or 4 months ago, one of our regular listeners who listens in from Canada actually came to the UK to visit her family and came to the studio, you know, because she enjoys the show that much.
You know, Elizabeth, I remember that because I remember I was on your show that day, and I remember coming on and traveling from Canada to come down. And again, you know, it's what a compliment, isn't it?
It was wonderful, you know, and so lovely to connect with the listeners in person. I did a reading for her and a little one for her mom. Her mom had come, it was her birthday, she was in her 80s, and her mom had come as well with her and her sister. And it really was a compliment to think that people listen in all across the world. And it does bring you closer together, and you think the world is such a huge place, yet you can all come with the same interest, with this maybe the same values, the same sort of faith-based sort of ethics, if you like, because we're all very open-minded. And it's lovely to have like-minded people around you, isn't it? And, you know, for people to come and see you, for you to actually go to Florida in the first place and go on tour and demonstrate your mediumistic abilities and your psychic abilities, and people to come and see you and travel all those thousands of miles is truly wonderful. You must have felt very humbled.
You know, Elizabeth, words can describe the way I felt at that point, because I thought to myself, wow, you know, would we travel 3,000 miles to go and see someone? Would we? I mean, you know, you have to really sit back and think, would I do that? You know,
I actually did when I went to the USA, to Florida, to the I Can Do It conference, because I listen in a lot. Am I allowed to say another radio station on your show?
Of course you can.
HayHouseRadio.com is Louise Hay's radio station. Louise Hay has got her own publishing company, Hay House, and people like Doreen Virtue, Cheryl Richardson, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Oh, there's just so many of them. Because I've listened into that for a long time, even before I had my regular slot on radio and before you had yours, I could see how amazing these people really are. And to spend time in their presence was truly amazing. And I must admit, it was worth me travelling all those thousands of miles from the UK to the USA to see them. And I think I learned a lot, and I think it was made more special really because of the people that were in the audience, like myself, and the people participating in the workshops, because we were all like-minded.
Yeah.
And you felt connected. But what was amazing is that I was there for sort of 2.5 weeks, and this conference was just over the one weekend, on the Friday evening to the Sunday. And the one day I went on a bus, and I sat next to this lady on a bus. And I don't know if you ever get this, where you recognise another spiritual person. You just know that they're spiritual.
Yeah.
Even when you haven't spoken to them. I don't know whether it's the aura or they look spiritual. I don't know what it is. But I just looked at this lady. She was sat next to me on the bus, because the bus was packed and there was just nowhere else to sit. And we started talking, and she, I said, oh, I'm from the UK. And she said, oh, I live here, you know. And I said, oh, I said, she says, what do you do in the UK? What do you do for a living? And I said, oh, I'm an animal communicator and a medium. And she said, no way. She said, I'm an animal communicator and a medium as well. And it was bizarre that it was almost like spirit had put us together, sat sharing the same seat on the bus, doing the same job. So it was a bit freaky, really. But don't you just find these amazing coincidences when we have this belief and we're working for spirit?
Well, most definitely, you know, and as I say, you know, the spirit will put us wherever they need us to be at a specific time. And, you know, as I said, that where these people flew down to come and see me, you know, it actually took me back. And you know, as you just said that you would do it, you know, I would actually do it as well. And I think myself, you know, it's nice that we can get together as a group of people, a group of spiritualists, and come together to you know, just meet, greet people. You know, and that's the one thing, Elizabeth, that I absolutely adored about being in the USA was able to meet people, able to actually shake somebody's hand. And you know, the most amazing thing is when somebody shakes their hand, they say, hi, Mike, I listened to your radio show. And I was like, wow. You know, it's amazing, you know, and you think that these people have come. Because, you know, it wasn't just my show. I mean, what you got to remember, Elizabeth, when I got there, I was on another radio station, which was W4CY Radio. I was on WBZT Radio Live. So, you know, it was lots of things that was jam-packed into the 2 weeks. Not much time for anything else, really, but, you know, that's what I went there for, wasn't it, to work and to understand of how we can do this in a different country. I know that I've already travelled and toured on Spain, which was wonderful, back last year. And soon I'm going to have the lady that I toured in Spain with on this very station in just a few weeks' time. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a long time coming. But I know as well that soon, within the next, I think it's 2-3 weeks' time, that we'll be having the lady on that's... And she's actually been on before that I'm going to tour Norway with. So, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And the thing is, Elizabeth, it always, well, not now, but it never ceases to amaze me anymore of the power of spirit. And so they put you in places where they need you to be. And you know, I remember when I first started off in this network, because as you know, I was on a different network prior to this. And actually, you was my first guest, and you know, that was a very popular show, and actually, people are still downloading and listening to that first show that we ever done together.
Really? I didn't even know you could still listen to it.
Yes, so every show is podcast, and every show is, you know, you can listen back. All you got to do is just go to Mike Sporrett FM in Blog Talk Radio and look up the archives, and obviously, that show is a long way down now, but, you know, I do regularly keep my eye on things and make sure the things are going to plan then, but
that'd be interesting for me to listen back to that, because it was quite a long time ago. But do you know what, when I ever listen to anything back that I've done on radio, I don't know whether you do this, Mike, I cringe. It's like listening to your own voice, you know. It's really funny. Do you remember years and years ago, you probably did this as a child, when you used to have a tape recorder, like a cassette player?
And you record yourself, yeah.
You used to record yourself, you know, and you'd listen to it back and you think, oh no, is that what I really sound like? So I find it quite hard, actually, to listen to myself.
Most
But maybe everybody does, I don't know. But but I would be interested, actually, to listen back. Because how long ago was that? How long have you been doing this show now, Mike?
It's over a year now on this network, but it's over 3 years now on the other network as well. But this particular one is over a year. And, you know, Elizabeth, as I said, you know, it's amazing where spirit puts us. It's grown from strength to strength. You know, I remember saying, and I think I remember saying to you, Elizabeth, that, you know, I'm going to give it maybe 2-3 months. And if it doesn't work after that 2 or 3 months...
I remember then, you saying that, and I was like, saying, no, Mike, it's going to be great, it's going to be fine.
I mean, well,
but
now look,
really well.
Now look at the network, Elizabeth. You know, there's different hosts on, different mediums on, almost every night of the week. And you know, it's growing. And I think to myself, you know, what's meant to be is meant to be. You know, and I've met some wonderful people through the station. I must give a thank you out as well to our friend Paul. I know that you know Paul. And I remember Paul.
I do know. Paul Parker.
That's him. That's Paul Parker.
Lovely Paul.
Oh, absolutely.
What a great guy. And he listens in all the time. Bless
Paul,
him.
Paul kept, you know, giving these different mediums to me to have as guests, and, you know, as finding them and bringing them on as guests. But it's thanks to Paul that got me in touch with Sarah Spiritual from West Palm Beach, there in Florida. And it's thanks to Paul, a year later, that I goes to West Palm Beach. So a big thank you to Paul for that, because, you know, I know myself. And, yeah, definitely, if it wasn't for Paul, I probably wouldn't have even met Sarah and probably wouldn't have went to West Palm Beach. So, you know, it's thanks to everyone that's building this the way it is. And as I said, you know, I want to give a big shout-out to those three people that flew thousands of miles to come and meet me. It was a pleasure. It was an honor to meet these people. And that was Paula, June, and Pete. And if they're listening, I know that, you know, I just want a big mention to them, a big thank you to them, because I know that, well, they actually showed me Florida, which I didn't really have chance to do while I was there myself. But, you know, we put a day to aside for them. And we all went out, and it was like a big family. You know, it was absolutely wonderful, Elizabeth. And I think to myself, I'm going to treasure that day for a long, long, long time.
I tell you what, Mike. Next time you go, you have to take me with you.
You know, Elizabeth, that's you wouldn't believe the amount of people that's offered that. So thank you very much.
I'm sure you've had no end of offers for that,
Elizabeth. I'm sure I can squeeze you in the suitcase somewhere. I know I can fit you in there.
I'm only little.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can squeeze you in.
Definitely. I'll come to Florida with you.
Well, Elizabeth, that may be something to work on in the future. But Elizabeth, I want to get on with the show. I've got lots of music lined up because I thought to myself, I need to cheer myself up because I feel a bit, I feel a bit down. Not down in myself, but, you know, a bit of this cold is starting to weigh me down a bit. So I've got some wonderful music lined up for you. And I hope that each and every one of our listeners will enjoy these. And I'll see that we'll be right back just after these. So let me just click these few buttons and see where we go.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and prom. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun. We fly so many roads to choose. We start out walking and learn to run. Just begun.
But I'm going to leave you into a little secret there, because, you know, I played that song specifically tonight because it just reminds me, you know, I've got a bit of a tear in my eye because that song I played at the funeral of my granddad when he passed. And bless his heart, he passed away on Christmas Day quite some years ago now, and I remember at his funeral early in January, I was streaming with a cold, and you know, it just takes me back, because when I said to you, it's amazing what the spirit world does for us, you know, it takes all these ailments away. I was streaming with a cold, much worse than what I am now. And I so wanted to take part in the funeral. And I knew the local vicar. He knew I was a medium. And he said, Michael, you know, you're more than welcome to take part of your granddad's funeral. And as I do, I kind of took over a little bit. And you know, the vicar said to me afterwards, there's nothing left for me to say. You said it all. And you said it perfect, because it's come from the heart. And, you know, that's a song that we played as we walked out to the church and going down into the cemetery. And every time I feel ill, I play that song, and it so uplifts me. And, you know, at that time of where I spoke at my granddad's funeral, all my ailments, all the sniffles, the colds and everything just disappeared for that short 20 minutes. It was gone. And I think to myself, that's the power that the Spirit has with us, isn't it? And, you know, the other amazing thing, Elizabeth, my granddad is one of my guys that works with me. I love it when he works with me, because I know it's fast. It's amazing. It always brings us, you know, the tears gone, and it brings a smile to my face, because I know he's with me. And that song really relates. So, well, I think it's time that we go to some callers, because I know that there's been people that's been holding for quite some time, Elizabeth. So let me bring on Alison here. With us. Hi, Alison. Are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, Alison.
Hello. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Alison. Nice to speak to you.
Alison, can we ask you first where you're calling from?
I'm calling from the United States, from Colorado.
Okay. From Colorado, absolutely wonderful place. Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to Elizabeth, and I know Elizabeth will do some amazing work with you. Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Oh, lovely to connect with you today, Alison. I'm going to do a reading for you. Is there anything in particular you want me to look at for you?
No, there's so much going on that I just really can't choose a specific area of focus today.
I'm sorry, Alison, I didn't catch that. Could you just say that again? I think I had a little glitch with my computer then.
There's so much going on that I really can't pick a particular area of focus today.
Okay, no worries. Shall I just have a look in general for you, and let's just see what comes up for you?
Thank
I'm going to have a look at my John Holland Psychic Tarot cards. I feel very drawn to those for you. And I'm just going to pull some out and see what we get. But what's very interesting, Alison, is the first card that presents itself is the card that says foundation and achievements. And this is all about your home life. And it's all about the location of where you're living. And I don't know whether you've been there 2 years, but there certainly is a number two around this. And I feel, though, you've been discontented with something to do with your home and where you're living. And it's almost like I see you in a confused state there. Are you also, if you don't mind me saying, juggling with your financial situation currently?
Yes.
Have you been concerned about how that will affect your where you're living, where it affects your home?
It absolutely does affect my home, because I make below the poverty level in money, so it does dictate my living situation. You know, I have to do rent rooms and, you know, rent a room in somebody else's house. And, you know, it's very, very, very limited income. So I don't have very, very few options for where I live.
I understand. And that certainly is reflected in your reading at the moment. Have you been there for 2 years or for 2 months?
No, not at all. I have been in this state where I live only for 1 year, and then at the current location where I'm at this particular residence, only since March. So April, May, June, July, August, you know, 7 months. So there's no number two. There's no number two in any of the equations.
Okay, then the way I'm going to interpret that for you is that you're going to be moving somewhere with the number two strongly attached to it, because if you don't mind me saying, I'm not seeing this as a permanent place of residence for you. Because I've I've also got the card next to that that says moving on. And I do believe as we sort of come out of Christmas that you'll be then on the hunt, if you like, for other premises to move into. But I see that as a good thing because around that I've got the joy card. And I think you're going to reconnect there with people that are going to be very good for you to have in your life. Because I see a very good friendship coming up. And I want to say the name of Susan or Suzanne that I feel you're going to be strongly connected to. I also look at the name of Jason or Jennifer that I feel is also going to become very apparent to you. I've got a lovely lady that steps through from the spirit world. And if you don't mind me saying this, Alison, I do believe she was quite of quite a rotund build, quite a solid lady. Carried a few extra pounds, if you like.
That sounds like my maternal grandmother back, you know, many years ago, you know, a long time ago, before she...
Okay, would you also understand around this lady, or connected, would be a name like Betty, or Elizabeth, or Bethan?
No, not for this particular woman, no. Mm-mm.
What I can see, I've got her coming in, but there is a name that I want to say, like Betty or Lizzie or Elizabeth, that has been shortened into another name that I feel very strongly. And they're talking about David. Do you understand that?
No, I don't. None of those
I'm
names
really,
are.
Really getting these names of... I've got to say it, Betty and David, and if you don't understand it, it may be that somebody who's actually listening in today can understand that. But it's interesting that those are coming through very, very strongly, so I always have to give you what comes in because I have to honour what spirit is giving me. Now, I don't want you to worry too much about this move in residence for you because, I do see it as a very good thing. And what's lovely is you've got the passion card around that. And I think that relationships, when we get the passion card, are very much going to be highlighted for you. I certainly look around next March where passion and relationships are shown very, very strongly for you. And I think it's going to be a blessing in disguise. Now, have you got a daughter?
No.
They're showing me somebody who comes in on a daughter, almost like frequency for you, and it may be where this relationship is. There is a daughter involved there that I do believe you will become very close to. Are you currently single, if you don't mind me asking, Alison?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing a new relationship coming in for you.
Okay.
Because I wasn't seeing you in a current relationship. And I believe this person that comes in has got a daughter. And I think you're going to then look upon this girl almost like your own daughter because I'm seeing a very strong relationship around that. And I do believe it's going to be very, very meaningful and beneficial to you, which... I want to say, you'll feel like at last, almost like you've cracked the glass on something, you know, that you've been banging away at it and all of a sudden you've had a revelation and things have started to come together. Because I think for quite some time now, you've felt like your life hasn't been complete or you've felt like you're not where you want to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes total sense, yes.
And
yes.
It's been a long time coming, but as I look ahead, and around next March, where I feel things start to come right, if you want to call it that, where new people come in and very much transformation for you. I don't know what this is, but who would have been blinded in one eye or who had a problem with one eye?
That would probably be my father.
Because I've got this connection now with somebody that had this significant problem with one eye.
Yes.
And
he
I know.
He wore an eye patch, actually.
Oh, that makes sense. Because I've got this real significant problem with one eye.
Yes.
And he now draws very close to me. And he is supporting you from the spirit world. Would you understand him as being quite a strict man?
Extremely, yes. Strict would probably be quite an understatement. He could be quite cruel. Yeah.
Because I certainly get the sense with this guy of being quite authoritative. And if he would tell you what to do, you'd have to do it straight away. There was no ifs or buts. You had to get on with the way you were told. And actually, you'd be almost a little bit too scared to do anything else, if you don't mind me saying.
Yes.
And I know he's a very authoritative man. He seems almost like he would, and I don't mean this derogatory, but I do feel as though he's powerful and he's masterful.
Yeah.
And I think that you almost felt overshadowed by him. And he's certainly saying he has a lot of love for you, but he didn't demonstrate it really in the correct way when he was here. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So he feels that he needs to come through now, because in the spirit world he can see the error of his ways, and that he should have treated you certainly as a female, he tells me, with more compassion and more of a gentle approach. But he was treated like that himself from his own family, and it was almost like he didn't know any other way.
Yes.
He almost would have been very good if he was in the army.
He would have been excellent in the military,
Because he certainly would have got everybody motivated and up and about and doing what they were supposed to be doing, you know.
Yep.
So a little bit like he almost missed his true vocation. He shows me the initial A. I don't know if there's anybody called Andrew or Alex, but he shows me the initial A quite strongly as being very apparent for you.
Well, there's no other A name that I'm aware of in my, you know, more immediate or fairly immediate family. My first name starts with an A, but that's the only A that's in my
It won't be that, because I know your name. You've given that, and they don't give me things that I already know, so it's separate. But I've got a feeling it could be, if not, then it could be Anne. But I'm getting it strongly. Everything else he said is correct, so I have no reason to doubt it. But you may have to just sit with that a little while. The picture, I'm looking at a picture, and it looks like it keeps moving, or it won't hang straight on the wall. Can you take that?
A picture that's on the wall and it keeps moving?
I can see a picture, and it's almost like it will not be horizontal. It keeps moving and keeps being readjusted. It has to be readjusted. It's not hanging straight. And they're saying the spirits keep moving it as a sign to you that they're around.
I don't know about that. you mean like a picture in my current residence?
Can you record?
I don't have very many photos hanging on my wall, so.
It doesn't look like a photograph. It looks like an actual painting.
Well, I don't know. There's a few paintings in the house, but they're not mine, you know, so.
They don't have to be yours. It's just you will notice that they are not, they keep moving, they're not straight. I want you to look out for that now, that it's being given, because this is going to be Spirit's way of saying, I'm around you, I'm assisting you and sending you healing. And it's almost like they keep knocking them to get your attention. So I want you to keep looking at them now. And when you see that they're very askew and not straight, then you know that that's a little sign that they're sending for you. So I think that's important. I'm also being shown significance around November 5th, which I don't know if it's the same in USA, but in UK we have Bonfire Night on November the 5th. And they're showing me Bonfire Night, and they're showing a significance for you around November the 5th. So please write that down when you get from this call. Because I do see that that needs to be acknowledged when that comes up.
Is that number 5, did you say, or November 6th?
No, the 5th of November is going to be a significant date.
Okay.
I'm going to have to leave it there for you, I'm afraid, Alison, because we're really pushed for time.
Right. This move that you see coming up in December, I'm not in any position financially to make a move. I really need a much better income than I've got having right now. How is that going to play that out?
There is something that I see where more money will come in for you. It looks to me, though, as around sort of like Christmas time, December, and I'm seeing something where more money is coming in, enabling you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Something about also, there's something about writing. I don't know whether you're going to assist somebody with writing a book, or there's something about writing I see associated around that.
Well, that would be fantastic, because that's my original career, but it's also my strongest gift as well.
That is what you need to focus on, Alison, because that's what the show means. To do with writing, it brings more money in. So please focus on that. Look at your options there. I'm going to have to leave it there for today, but I hope that's helped. You keep in touch and let us know how you progress.
Thank you very, very much. I really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alison. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And remember, Alison, if you want a little copy of that reading, just simply go to Mike Spurrett FM under the archives, and that's where you'll be able to find a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, now before I go to the next call, I do want to say, Elizabeth, that very soon, and maybe as soon as next week, that for our UK listeners, I will be able to call you in. So you need to email me with your number, okay, so that I can call you back with available times, and I will keep up with an email. So if you are in the UK, I will be able to call you in to give you readings. You're going to have to re-register each and every week if we don't have time to get to you in next week. But all you need to do is send an email to me at mike@mikespurrett.fm. So that's mike@mikespurrett.fm. Let's go back to the callers. I do believe that we have Michelle here with us. Hi, Michelle, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Michelle. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
Eastman, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I'd like to see what y'all can tell me. I just feel stuck. I feel like I'm going backwards instead of forwards, and it's a little discouraging.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a connection to the spirit world here for you, okay, and see what comes of that. Is that okay for you there, Michelle?
It is.
Okay, perfect, because I know that, see, as I'm hearing your voice, I'm building up a connection here with the spirit world, and I know I have a lady that communicates here with us from the spirit world there that wants to be remembered here to you, and as I'm aware of this lady, I do believe that she makes aware of when she passed on to the spirit world there that she would have been quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body there. I know that she makes me aware that her hands are shaking, and quite violently shaking, I want to say, prior to her passing, because she shows me this, of her hands shaking a lot there. I do want to say to you that this would have affected her life, because I know I'm watching her holding on to things, and everything that she's holding is shaking. I believe she connects to your mum's side of your family as she makes this connection here with me. I do feel as if I want to say to you that she would link closely to you, so she's either like mum, grandmum, or something like this there. I know that she's quite full of her features. She makes her aware when she passed that it was expected for her to go. So I know that this illness that she suffered with was expected for her to go home to the spirit world of when she did. She tells me that she fought it, and she fought it quite hard before she passed. And she stayed here for a little bit longer because she fought it so hard. Do you understand why I'm with you, Michelle?
I think you're probably talking about my granny.
Perfect. Okay, because... Okay, perfect, because I know that's the way she comes in. I fought her, and I fought every step of the way, because I know that that's the way she comes through. I'm a fighter, and she fought right to the end of her life there. She talks to me about that she didn't want to leave anyone. She didn't want to leave anyone when she passed. She wanted to stay in this life, but she says to me that she recognizes that she has to go into the spirit world. But when she passes, she says to me that it brought a lot of sadness, but a lot of joy, because I know they're just like, at least she's out of this pain. At least she's not suffering no more. That's the one thing she wants to bring through here to me. I know she's been there a little while there, Michelle. Okay, so I know that she's telling me she's been there a little while. And as I'm asking her about this condition around your life, that you feel as if you're stagnant and you feel as if you're going backwards in your life, she says to me, it's you know, you don't really believe in yourself much anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and she also tells me here that you're having difficulty in trying to find direction. It's like as if you want to go somewhere, you want to go in a certain direction, you start going down that route, and all of a sudden it's like, I want to change. I want to change the direction, because it's almost like, well, I'm not sure of where I want to be right now. And she says to me here that the only way for you to go forward is for you to focus on the things that's closest to you, the things that surround you the most. If we focus upon them, it will take you to where you need to be in life, okay? I do believe, I want to say to you that it's like as if, I don't know if you want to move from where you are at the minute, but I know I'm aware of a move. I'm aware of a situation that I want to pick myself up and just get on with things. Do you understand this? Because I want to pick myself up and get on with things and say to you, you know, it's not as bad as it seems, because I know that, you know, there's this kind of this picture that you paint yourself, that it seems to be a very distant place that you believe that you're in. I want to say to you, it's not as bad as it seems. This lady, your grandmother, is around you from the spirit world, trying to push you forward and allow you to believe that, you know, that you're on this pathway. It's there for you to walk. It's there for you to be taken along, then, for want of a better word. And I know that it can be right there for you. I know that. See, everything seems to be out of balance there with you at the moment, doesn't it? It's like as if everything in my life is all out of sorts. Do you understand this?
It feels that way, and it just feels a little discouraging and a little boring, too.
Okay, excuse me. Now, I know that I'm aware of, as if I want to say to you that... see, because you said boring, that's the... See, I want to say to you that, you know, you can break free from this if you wish, okay? But it's by having that direction. I know that, see, you've been getting yourself all worked up. You've been getting all emotional of late, haven't you?
Yeah, a little, well, not really emotional. It's just the feelings of being discouraged.
Okay, the feeling of being let down as well comes in, because she says to me that you feel let down upon times. You feel as if you're, of those that's closest to you should be doing more, should be supporting you more. And she tells me you feel let down, you feel a little hurt, and that's where this emotion comes in here. And she talks to me that, you know, about drying up these tears and come on, like, pick up yourself and get on with it, because I know that's the way that your grandmother would have been when she was in this life. She would always been the one who would have given us the direction, always an inspiration, for want of a better word, because I know that's what she comes through, and she kind of just inspires me at the moment, because I know that's what I want to pass on. So I know from where she is that she's trying her best to give you that direction. You know, I'd love to say to you in 6 months' time, your life's going to change, but I don't work that way. The way I work is I give you exactly what the spirit world gives me, and what she tells me is that, you know, only you can put yourself where you need to be, and if you have that confidence, have that faith, you will do what you need to do to pick yourself up out of this feeling of down that you're in at the moment, okay? But you need to do that yourself. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do. It's all a state of mind.
Good. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you meditate a lot? You link to the spirit world, or you try and make a connection a lot there? Is that right?
That's right.
See, because she says to me here that she hears every word that you have to say, okay? So I know that as you're connecting, as you're making a link to the spirit world, she is doing her very best there for you, to let you know that you're not alone in this life, okay? Because I know that's the one thing she keeps saying to me. Tell her she's not on her own. Tell her that we're all around her. Tell her that we're doing what we can for her. But sometimes, you know, we become so wrapped up in the material, the blinkers go on, if you want, for a better word. And I know that when they come on, it's like as if we can't see the way around us, okay? But if I said to you, you know, let's try and take the everyday-to-day life away, concentrate on the spirit, let that energy flow down through you yet again, because I know that it already has once. Let that energy flow, and when it flows, it emanates love, it emanates light, it emanates peace. And the more you put that out there, the more it's going to come back, okay? Do you understand that?
I do.
Good. Perfect, because I know that's what I need to say to you there, that the more that you send out, the more that you're going to get back, okay? And you know, karma is a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, of what you put out is what you're going to get back, okay? And I'm always mindful of karma, because I know that, you know, back in the past that I've been aware of things that's kind of happened, and I've thought to myself, you know, everything in this life happens for a reason. And I believe that of where you are at the minute, because you feel lost, you feel stuck, you feel boring, as the words that you said, it will move.
I feel like I'm in a holding period.
Most definitely, okay? And that's because we're not sure where to go. Now, you create that level of where you want to be. You create the avenue of where you want to be. The spirit world is behind you, pushing you every step of the way, Michelle. And believe you me, they will do the most that they possibly can to help you. But you need to be clear in your mind first of where you want to go from here on in. Okay, do you understand this?
I do.
Perfect, okay. Well, I hope that's helped you a little bit, Michelle. I know that our switchboard is quite full in front of me here. So we need to move on.
Okay, thank you.
But remember, you know, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and we will have a copy of that reading in the archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines there, Elizabeth. And I want to go to area code 203. Hi, area code 203. Are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
I'm sorry?
Can we take your name?
My name is Pat. I'm in Connecticut.
Pam in Connecticut. Okay.
Pat.
Hi, yes. Pat, and welcome.
Hi.
And what was the reason that you called in for, Pat?
Well, I'd love to ask about my animals. I have one that passed that really was a phenomenal dog, and I still grieve over that loss. And I have one now that I've rescued that has fear aggression.
Okay, we're going to say more now, Pat. Okay, I'm going to hand you over to Elizabeth, and I know that she's doing wonderful work there with you,
and
try and make a connection with that wonderful pet of yours. Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm so glad you do animal communication. I'd love to ask about two, one that's passed, but if you only have time, I have one now that I rescued almost 2 years ago. He has fear aggression. He has a huge heart. But
okay, don't tell me too much, Pat.
Okay.
Because I just need just a little bit of information, because I don't need to be influenced, you see. I don't want my thoughts coming in the way of the communication. So all I need you to tell me, Pat, what have you called the dog? What's his name?
I changed his name to Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E.
Chance?
Yes.
Yeah? And what colour is he?
He's black and brown.
And what sort of breed would you say he is?
He's a hound mix.
Okay, like a crossbreed. Okay, let me see.
He's got, I think, a couple of different types of hound in him.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, is he around the age of four?
Yes, I think he will be four in November.
Okay, because I really, as I try to link in with him straight away, I get the age of four for this dog. So I'm linking in with him now, so I'm going to give a little bit of information for you. Now, would you understand that when you got Chance, how long have you had him? About a year?
It's going on 2 years.
Okay, about 2 years. Would you think back when you first got him? I just see a dog that looks almost half the size of what he is now. So I'm looking at a dog that was either underweight or certainly almost like cowering in the corner. Do you understand that?
That's correct.
very much he shows me this picture, and it's almost like physically he looks transformed. That if you look at a photograph that you took 2 years ago and look at a photograph now, you would almost not think it was the same dog. Do you understand?
I don't see that extreme, but he has changed. He's gained weight. He's become more muscular.
Because to me, I feel like a transformation physically within the dog, that he's really come on in a really great way. Now, what I want to say to you is what I think is interesting about Chance is that I feel that before you actually got him, that he had not a very good social life. I feel as though he was not integrated with people, really, or other dogs. And I feel like he was shut away. So I don't know what you know about him, but I almost feel like an isolation around him. And I do think that his treatment where people were concerned was not good. And I believe that now you have shown him a lot of kindness, that he wasn't really used to being shown kindness in the way that we would all want to, you know, the way that we would normally love a dog. I feel almost like isolation with him, not integrated, somebody not treating him very, very nicely at all. Do you understand that for him?
Yes, that's true. He was, do you want me to tell you?
Well, this is, I just need to give you things so you can validate it, because
yes,
this is certainly what he's given to me. And did he have an eye infection?
No, but he came with dog bites on his face.
Oh, okay, because I know as I look around the eye, he makes me feel like that area felt like very sore or just out of balance. It just didn't feel right. So I know that he's had a hard life.
Yes.
Before you got him.
Yes.
And I think you are now trying to mop up, really, what somebody else has put in there, and you're trying to undo this. Now, what's interesting is very often after animals have had a communication session like this, it can result in very positive behaviour change. So I'm quite hopeful that this will certainly help him and assist him. Now, I get the name of Helen. I don't know if you've got Helen around you at the moment, but please remember I get the name of Helen. That's going to be very important in your life. So please remember that. Now, I think that he also does not like loud noises. Do you understand that for him? Because it's almost like I want to put muffle his ears as if like, oh, I don't like really loud noises. And I don't think he's good. I think you've had trouble when you've taken him out for walking. And I think sometimes you've felt this is a very difficult thing for me to do.
Absolutely. This is my huge problem. You're so right.
Because I feel what he shows me is that you are tensing right up when you are out walking him, and he can feel that. And he, although he's kind of started it off by his behavior, now you are almost expecting it every time you take him out for a walk. And then he feels you tense up when you're walking, and then it makes him worse. It kind of fuels his fire. Now, what we need to do about that, I believe, is one, take a very relaxed stance when you are walking him. But I do think you need to go out with another adult so that there's two of you. And I want to sandwich him in the middle. So you've got one, a person on each side of him. Because this dog, I'm telling you, is a very insecure dog. And at the bottom of it, he hasn't got a secure framework. That is nothing that you've done. This is being put there before you even knew him. I would suggest this. Also look at clicker training him, because he needs like a positive reinforcement, because he doesn't always understand the difference between good behavior and bad behavior. And once he latches onto something, he finds it very difficult to shake it off. It's almost like he goes into that mode in his brain. And I know he feels like he wants to protect you, but he almost like wants to go on the attack. It's like, don't let anybody come near me. I'm going to keep them away. I don't want anybody or any dog or any person anywhere near me. And I almost see this vision of him almost leaping into the road or really surging forward on the lead. Do you understand that?
That's what he does all the time. And when he sometimes escapes, and he did the other night, and it causes such problems. There was a man that was screaming and swearing at me, saying he was going to kill me. He said, I'll kill you. I'm not in a good neighborhood. And he will lunge and bark at people. You're right. And on our walks, he does that a lot. He is getting better. I'm trying to relax, but I also have to be ready if he does lunge, you know. So it's hard to relax.
It's physically demanding for you, because I see him as a strong dog, you see.
Oh,
yeah. It's almost like you must feel like at times, almost like your shoulder's going to be, you know, dislocated. So
he wears two collars, a pinch collar and a choke collar, and he still pulls.
Okay. Because I think it's very physically demanding, and I really would urge you to go out with another adult and sort of sandwich him in, because I think physically this is hard for you to control him, and of course we do need to control him. Now, although this is difficult, it's almost like you need to release some of the tension off the lead, okay? Because he feels it, and it is making him worse. But what I want to do before you start doing that really is like some simple things that you can do at home. And first of all, the clicker training, I want you to go out and get yourself a clicker and cut up something that he really enjoys to eat, like little pieces of sausage or little pieces of ham that are really, really tasty, that he's got to work towards getting them. And just to start with, I mean, please Google this, and if anybody else who's listening in that wants to know about clicker trends, loads of it on the internet that will help you, because it, you know, I haven't got much time to go through it step by step, but basically,
right. Yeah,
you're going to click it, throw a little piece of food down, he's going to eat it. It can take up to 100 clicks for that to be locked into the brain, but once they get it, they start to associate the click and the food, and they really, really want the food, so they try and work for it. So when he does something like, for instance, he sits, you ask him to sit, you click, you reward. You've got to give that reward within like 30 seconds for it to be associated. So I want you to work in that way with him, and you'll start to see that his brain starts to go into another zone. And he stops thinking about these other things, because he's trying to please you enough to get the treat.
Okay.
And I know that there is a food thing with him, and so I think he's going to work very, very well in that way. I also think that I want to give him, and I'm not a vet, so I can't diagnose or make a prognosis, but something like a batch flower remedy, like a rescue remedy. Please look into that for animals. Batch flower remedies would also be of a calming influence for him. I do feel as though, I don't know where his bed is, but it's almost like I want to move the bed into a different room. Okay? And it's almost like, because we're going to readjust his environment a little bit, so it kind of makes him think twice. I know that sounds weird, but it's what I'm being shown, so I want to pass that on. I also want to say the name of Penny or Peter. Okay?
Okay.
And I do believe there is somebody very local to you that is going to help you with him. I don't know if it's somebody called Mark or Martin, but I think there's a dog trainer that works in a very sympathetic way that would help him.
Okay.
I think you need to persevere, because there's a good dog in there trying to get out.
Yes, he's wonderful.
Because he's showing me that when it's you and him and you're at home, he's got a very loving nature, and he genuinely does love you. He's almost like scared that anybody's going to come near you and take you away from him, which is a shame, really. But I'm passing messages on psychically to him to help reassure him.
Yes, thank you.
I hope that helped. Very quickly, your dog in spirit, just tell me their name.
His name is Bo.
And what sort of dog was Bo? Well, he's Bo.
He was a black and tan coon hound.
And how old was he when he passed away?
He may have been 12.
Would you understand that he'd got an issue around his back legs and his hips? Because I want to look around that area of the body, and I see like a lot of stiffness there, but also, did he have any problems with like kidneys?
Well, he died very suddenly with cancer in his stomach, and I'm not sure if it was stomach or kidneys, but yes, his legs were.
Okay, because it's almost like I look at him and all the back end of him is all out of balance and seems to be affected. And I do believe that this cancer condition went to the kidneys, because he said my kidneys were starting to break down, and it's like organ failure is the only way I can describe it to you. I believe what he shows me is this was certainly a dog that was your shadow, because he shows me that he used to follow you everywhere, and that you were very bonded, very, very linked in together, and you certainly must have grieved for him and still grieve for him like you grieve for a person, because it's like you really did feel like your best friend had been taken away. He sends a lot of love and a lot of thanks to you. I want to go to April, the month of April, for a birthday or anniversary of significance that I'm looking at there as well. And then he shows me the initial J. Is there anybody called Joe or Jack?
My father was Jack.
Okay. Then your father's in spirit?
Yes.
Because I believe that Beau is with Jack.
Okay.
And Jack is looking after Beau, and they're a good team in the spirit world, and they both draw very close to you today.
Okay.
And sending you a lot of love and a lot of healing. And somebody's suffering with their foot, and it needs a bit of attention. It needs a bit of help. Their foot or their ankle is weak.
Okay.
I'm being sure. So get that sorted.
Okay.
I hope that's helped you.
God bless you. You're wonderful. Very, very kind. Mike, thank you too. Thank you so much.
Well, oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for calling. And remember, if you want a copy of that reading, come on over to Mike Spirit FM.
Okay.
And you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives. But thank you, Pat, for calling.
I send my love to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That was another wonderful reading. So let's go back to the phone lines, and I'm going to go to area code 561. Hi, area code 561. Can I take your name, please?
Hi. Hello?
Hi, can we take your name, please?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Yes.
Hi, Stacy. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from West Palm Beach.
Oh, wonderful. You know, it wasn't that long ago I was in West Palm. You're bringing memories back to me now. Stacey, you really are. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Stacey?
Well, can I have I have an issue with my job and then with my daughter. So I'm going through that all.
Okay. Well, Stacey, I'm going to make a link to the spirit world here for you, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Stacey, I'm aware of a gentleman that wants to bring his vibration closer to you. And this gentleman, I believe that he would link to your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. I believe that this would be a gentleman that's very strong in his character, is very much forceful in what he had to say, because if he ever had to say anything out, it would come please or offend. He makes me aware that his breathing became very labored before he passed. I know that he starts to gasp for his breath here before he passes on to the spirit world. I do believe, I want to say to you, that he's quite a nicely built man, quite of a strong man in his day, I want to say, before he passed on to the spirit world, because it makes me aware that he would have a go at doing most things. He would do almost anything when he was here with us in this life. He makes me aware to say to you as well that he would have been the one that would have loved to protect everyone. He would have been the one that would have looked out and looked after everyone when he was here with us. And I know that he just emanates this, I want to be close, I want to be strong, I want to be this proud figure in your life. So would you understand what I'm talking about here, Stacey?
That would be my grandfather.
That's your grandfather, bless him, because he stands right by the side of me at the moment here, Stacey. And I know that he says to me that he needs to be strong around you, because that's what you need. You need strength. You need encouragement. You need upliftment at the moment. And you need somebody that's going to guide you in the right direction. Because, Stacey, what he tells me is that you feel that you've been pulled and pushed from pillar to post, then, for want of a better word. You've been, you feel as if you're kind of stuck in limbo at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he tells me here that the closer that he connects there with you and with me, that he says to me that you are aware of spirit and of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and he tells me there that the more that you become aware of them, you almost sense them. You know of when they're there with you. And he says to me, you know I've been close to you of late, okay? Now, he says to me that he's been with you today, okay? Now, I know it's only like afternoon of where you are in West Palm Beach. But he says to me that he's been with you today. And he says to me that that you've been all lost today. You've been back and forth, not sure of what to do. You've been like a bit lost in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because he says to me that I need to prove to you that he's been in your life. Because for some reason, it's like as if I want to bring a certain element of doubt. I'm not saying that you doubt the spirit world or you're doubting yourself or you're doubting me, but there's a certain element of doubt around your life. It's almost as if you're starting to question things at the moment. Is that right?
That's true.
And would I be right in saying that you question things because of something that you've either been told or something that you've been shown or something that you've seen, and it's like, I'm not sure if this fits together, I'm not sure if it's right, and it's like as if I've been going along with it for such a long time or for such a while, and it's like, I'm not sure if this is right for me anymore. Do you understand of that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, see, because he says to me of what, you know, I'm not going to tell you what's right for you, Stacey, okay? I'm really not. But what he tells me to teach you is that you need to follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling there, because I know that's where the spirit will inspire you, okay? That's where your granddad comes to inspire you. Now, I know as I spoke earlier on in the show there about my granddad, he works with me. And in some way, I believe that this granddad is just a little bit closer than just your granddad. I believe that he comes around you as like a guardian angel, like a guide, like a protection. I believe this is the reason why he's come around. Why does he tell me that you've been hurt so many times in the past that's affecting your future? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I don't trust, you know, you help people and they turn around and they hurt you. And it's just, the guard is up, you know.
Okay. See, because he says to me that you know, you've been hurt so many times in the past, it's like as if I'm, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I showing the right thing? He says to me, again, you know, follow that inner feeling there because that's where the spirit will inspire us, okay? Now, I know that he talks to me about, now, what's to do about the weight? Why does he say to me about losing lots of weight? So, Stacey, have you lost a bit of weight of late?
Yes. My daughter just came sick and I just didn't know how to deal. And
okay.
I lost a lot of weight.
Okay, because he talks to me about the weight, okay? You've lost a lot of weight. And you know, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I don't know. But he says to me that he's not happy because you've lost a lot of weight. And he says to me that, you know, you never had that much to lose in the beginning anyway, okay? So I know that he would have been this way of when he was here with us, okay? He would have always said to you exactly what he needed to say. And, you know, for some reason, he says to me, you can see it in your face there. So, Stacey,
yeah.
You're right in saying that you could see it in your face, this weight loss that
that's
you've
true.
Suffered, right? See, because he makes me look at your wardrobe for some reason, of where you keep your clothes. Now, you're having difficulty in finding ones that fits you anymore. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And he says to me about the white one looked nice earlier on. Do you understand the white one looked nice earlier on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know what he says. But you obviously understand it. But he says to me the white one looked nice earlier on. Okay, so again, it's his way of proving to you that he's around your vibration. He hasn't gone anywhere, but just simply to the next dimension of life there. Okay, and know that he's always going to be there with you to give you the protection, the guidance, the direction, because I know that's what I need to give you at the moment. Okay, he says to me, okay, why does he keep rubbing my eyes as if I want to rub my eyes all the time? I don't know whether that's the yes, okay, it's with him. The emotion with him. No, did he have difficulty in it? Was his sight going or something towards the end of his life? Because I want to just rub my eyes all the time.
No, I think it's no, not that I know of.
Okay, so would you understand why I would say that around you at the moment then? Who is the one that's complaining of their eyes?
My daughter was.
Ah, right, okay, because I know I want to rub my eyes, okay? And again, you know, it's just, again, you know, it's just his way of proving to you that he's around your vibration there, okay? He says to me about moving things around the home. So would you understand that either you've been moving things or you've noticed things moving in the home, is that right?
Yes.
See, again, it's just his way of proving to you there, Stacey, that he's around your vibration. He says she's with me as well. Now, I take that she must be like grandmother. So would you understand that his partner, your grandmother's in the spirit
world, yeah.
Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he says. She's with me as well, okay? Now, she would have been a shorter lady than the gentleman. Is that right? Your grandma was shorter than your granddad. Because I know that
right.
I'm aware of your grandma and she's shorter. I know that she's a lady that's... I want to say that she's quite a well-built lady before she passes on to the spirit world, okay? I know that she talks to me about the suffering that she went through within her body. She had difficulty in getting around towards the end of her life. You would understand that, Stacey, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bless her, because she just joined us as well. She just makes reference to my cold here at the minute, okay? And she makes reference to this, I know that she's the kind of person that would have always, like, you know the old-fashioned remedies, like goose grease up on your chest and...
She's
seen me, come on, boy, rub a bit of this on your chest, it'll make you feel better. So I know that she would always come through with the old remedies, and I feel the one remedy that she wants me to talk to you about is about finding your feet, okay? And once you find your feet again, it's off you go. Do you understand that, Stacey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I know that's what your grandma wants me to say to you. Once you find your feet, there's going to be no holding you back, okay? You need to learn to trust yourself, because if you can trust yourself, then you can learn to trust others, okay? And I know that that's important in your life at the moment, okay? You have to learn to trust your judgment, because I know that it's been taken away from you step by step, bit by bit, and she just wants to bring it all back, okay? Because she says to me, you're not the kind of person that normally... Would let things go by. You're not the normal person that would kind of just lay down and let everybody just do whatever they want, because you're normally flying your banner so high. You're normally strong. And she says to me, that's what you need to get back. You need to get back that confidence, that courage, and trust your judgment. Do you understand that, Stacey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for allowing me to work with you, Stacey. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. And remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM, where you can have a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move straight back on here, Elizabeth. I know that we have a caller here, area code 347. Hi, area code 347. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. And can we ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Wonderful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I have two Shih Tzus, and, you know, I would like to know if they are able to, if they communicate with my, you know, deceased relatives.
Okay. Let me hand you over to Elizabeth, because Elizabeth is the perfect animal communicator. I've tried doing this with Marley, with my dog Marley, and he just kind of ignores me sometimes. So, you know, I always turn to Elizabeth, and, you know, bless her, she's helped me so many times. So, Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Okay. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Lovely. And you've got two Shih Tzus.
Yes, I have one. Her name is Sparkle, and she is 7 months. She's black and white, and Ramsey is 3 years old, and he's white and brown.
Okay, I'm just jotting it down. He's white and brown, and he's three.
And Sparkle is 7 months, and she's black and white.
Okay, I'm just seeing if I can link into Sparkle and Ramsey now. And if you don't mind me saying, Nicole, is your mom gone over into the spirit world?
No, my mom's still here.
There is a lady that they're telling me about straight away who feels like very maternal towards you, like a mother figure.
Maybe my grandmother.
Did you have a very close relationship with your gran?
Yes, I did.
Because it feels more like a mother connection as opposed to grandmother, because it's almost like she would have taken a lot of care of you when you were younger.
Yeah, she did take care of me when I was younger.
Okay, but that's
I live with her.
That's why I misinterpreted it as mom. And I know the link straight into Sparkle and Ramsey. They're very aware that in your household, this lady often comes to visit, because animals are extremely aware of the spirit world, and they're very psychically gifted and able. And I know they tell me about her straight away. Like, that's very, very important. So I just wanted to clarify that. Firstly,
yes.
Now, one of them, would you understand, and because it's almost like they're both talking to me, it's like trying to listen to different people talking at once in the same room, but
yes.
Did one of them have a problem with their mouth, or have a sore mouth, or get something stuck?
No.
One of them is showing me like the lower jaw and a tooth that's sort of in the middle, going towards the back, that feels like sore.
Mm.
Now, I need to point that out.
Was it perhaps my Aunt Lisa?
This is coming from your dogs.
Oh, my dogs. One of them has something. Do you know which one?
Do you know what? Like I said, they're both, as if they're both talking to me at once, and I'm struggling.
Oh, they're both talking to me. Maybe
so
it's Sparkle, because she's still teething, and I see that there's a tooth that is trying to come out.
Oh, okay. But is it sort of on the lower jaw?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because straight away, one showed me that it feels sore, so I need
mm-hmm.
you to, like, keep an eye on that, and just, you know, if it's not making its way out, then you may have to get the vet to remove it. Just be aware
okay.
of it, because she's showing me that straight away as I connect in with her.
Okay.
Now, I think that the two dogs complement each other very, very well, but I don't know whether they are in competition for your affection. Because I almost feel as though there's a little bit of like jealousy between them, and they both want to be with mom. I want to be with mom. Do you understand that?
Oh yes, both of them.
And,
well, Sparkle, the youngest one, is more independent, but she, you know, likes attention. And when I give her attention, you know, I try to give both of them attention at the same time.
I'm sure you do. But it's just funny how they show it to me, like they're both trying to do something to gain your attention, and so it's quite funny that they almost like compete a little bit. Now, which one of them had a little bit of an upset tummy? Well, there was like sickness and an upset tummy for one of them. They show me tummy ache.
I think it would be Sparkle, the youngest one. She had her first heat cycle, and you know, she did a little throwing up.
Oh, okay, because I know there was sickness and vomiting for one of them that they're just showing. So I think Sparkle is very sort of very keen to communicate as well. Now, did you lose a piece of jewellery?
No, not that I know of.
It's so funny because it's like she's shown me a piece of jewellery for you as if you've lost it. And I just want you to go behind in your bedroom. You must have like a dressing table there with little drawers in it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look behind that, because she's telling me there's something that's fell down the back.
Okay.
So no, you don't have to do it now, but...
Oh, okay.
It'll be quite interesting for you to have a look and discover what she is talking about there. Now, this is quite funny. Was there anybody with a name like Dolly? Or like would somebody call somebody the little doll? The little doll?
I call Sparkle a little lady.
It's like they're saying to me, Dolly, like somebody's called a little doll. It's quite funny. And they keep showing me, you know, like a baby's pram or a baby's pushchair. And it's like they're talking about Dolly and showing me like a baby. Have you got one in the home?
No, I don't have any children.
Okay, no, I don't know if it's like a toy pram as a you know, like an ornament. Or if not, then the only other way I can interpret that is show me that there is going to be a baby born. very close to you shortly, that one's going to come in.
Oh, really?
Unless you've been.
I know. I was pregnant, but I had a miscarriage.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
So were they talking about that?
It could be that they, because they'll know you so well. It could be their symbol for showing me that, and I'm so sorry to hear that. But it can be their way of understanding what you're going through and what you've been through, because our animals are very good mind readers.
Yes.
And they're very good at extracting information from you.
Is it possible for Mike to tell me, like, could he communicate with that spirit that would have come through me?
Oh, we will ask him. Are you able to do that, Mike?
Well, I can do my very best, Elizabeth. I really can. You know?
Okay.
Okay, bear me a second. Let me get to where I need to be. Okay, Elizabeth, did you pick up on who it was?
I think Nicole means... do you mean the spirit of the baby, Nicole?
Yes. Yeah. That would have passed, you know, she wasn't, you know, able to be born through me, but, you know, does she have anything that she would like to, you know, say or...
Okay, I'm with you now, okay. Okay, so this is a baby that didn't reach the earth, Nicole, is that right, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm aware of something here that I got, I'm being told it didn't reach the earth, never in this vibration... I always stayed in the higher plane, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that this must have been like a miscarriage early on in the pregnancy? So this must have been early on in the pregnancy. Now, I feel...
Yes.
Okay. Now, I believe I want to say to you that, you know, as we all should understand that the spirit will... when we pass on with it, that we haven't reached the earth, well, it doesn't matter, okay? These people are still living on in the spirit world. And other, what I'm aware of to say that to you is that... You know, that you've been aware of late of something or someone around you trying to make you aware that they're there. Do you understand that you've been, like, feeling like a little tag around maybe your legs or something? Because I feel as if somebody's pulling my legs at the minute. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay, well, I know that this is what I'm feeling, as if I want to be tagged by my legs, okay? Now, what I want to say to you from this one in the spirit world is to say to you that, you know, about go and have that confidence in yourself to instead of just saying things, but to do it, okay? Because you find that you're very much like that, aren't you? You say things, you want to do things, but you kind of don't really take it much further than that. Is that right?
Yeah, I do want to start a grooming business, but, you know, I haven't taken it much further than, you know, doing a couple of dogs.
Okay, so all the thoughts are there, all the ideas are there, all the working out has been there, but you've never really taken it any further. Well, I know that she tells me there that, you know, that she wants you to go further with this. She wants you to push on with that, okay, and make that step, because she says to me it will be good for you, okay? And I feel that instead of you feeling like being down, I want to bring that upliftment, and that's the one thing I want to bring forward there for you, is to give you that upliftment, give you that encouragement that you're not alone in this life. She's always been there with you, she's always going to stay with you, and she's always going to be in your vibration, okay?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
No problem at all.
Do any other deceased relatives have anything else that they would like to say, or...
Okay, Alison, is your dad is there in the spirit world, is that right?
No, my grandfather is, but my father is still with us.
Okay, well, I'm aware of this gentleman that I want to, like, bring through like a dad, like a fatherly influence. So would have you been close to your granddad when he was here with us? Is that right?
Yes, I lived with, you know, both my grandmother and grandfather when I was younger.
Okay. See, that's why you would come through on, like, this fatherly influence, as if I had a hand in upbringing you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I be right to say to you that he was a very strong gentleman in this character-wise? Is that right?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm very forceful. I believe that he would have been, like, opinionative of what he thought he would tell you, okay? And I would always put
He didn't hold back. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know that's the way I've got him here in front of me, and that's the way he stands here, that he's not holding back in anything that he has to say or has to do, okay? Now, I know that around you and around your life at the moment, that he says to me that he feels that he wants to be opinionative, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if someone in your life at the moment is like putting the brakes on, making you slow down a little? Do you understand of this?
Making me slow down.
Yeah,
it's maybe almost... my ex-husband. I don't know. We're always at it about something.
Okay, because I know I want to say that to you about someone around you is like putting the brakes on, making you slow down. Okay, and I'm being told to say to you, off this gentleman, off your granddad in the spirit world, instead of feeling that you have to like obey or feel as if you have to take on that, you know, push it to one side, because it only affects our vibration if we allow it, okay? And that's
okay.
Something I've learned to myself maybe over the last few days, is if we allow it to affect us, then it will. If
mm-hmm.
we don't want it to affect you, don't hold on to it. Move on from it, okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
something that, as I
well,
said...
Well, maybe that might be in respect to a boyfriend that, you know, I still see and care about, an ex-boyfriend, that is. And, you know, maybe he's talking about that.
Okay, well, do you feel that he's holding you back in some way because of, you know, that you still want, you still need, you still have to obey, you still have to do what's right, even though that you know it's not going to go any further than what it has?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay
mm-hmm.
because I know I want to say to you, you know, that you have to go your own way in this life, and that's something that your granddad would have always pushed around your life. You have to do what's
yes.
right for yourself, never mind what's right for everyone else. You have
mm-hmm.
to do it right for yourself. Why does he want me to start flying? For some reason, he wants to put me up in the air. As if I so, did your grandfather fly or something? Or are you planning flying or something?
No, I'm not. My grandfather, did he fly? I don't think he ever flew. He was more of a driver. He would drive where he needed to go.
There's something to do about I want to fly. So I don't know if you want to visit somewhere or if you're going to visit somewhere. There's something to do about flying, okay? Because I know he puts me up in the air. And it just takes me back just a few days when I was up in the air. But I know that he takes me there, and it's like as if I want to say, it's like as if I'm heading somewhere, and I want to go somewhere. So I know that it would either be your granddad that would have either flown or loved to fly, or it's you, that you're wanting to go somewhere, and I want to say to you, let's take you there. Let's do it, okay? Don't hold yourself back for anyone else. You have to do what's right by yourself.
Okay.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Nicole, I know that we have to leave it there.
I know. Thank you so much, both of you.
But
not, I really love you.
Lynn.
Thank you.
And thank you, Elizabeth, as well.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm.
But remember,
oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay,
no
bye.
But remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll have a copy of that reading.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Elizabeth, we're going to go to one more song here because I know that I put this song in and I thought, you know, I have to play this for Elizabeth.
Lovely.
It's important. So I know that this was one of the songs that I pulled up here specifically for you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I hope you're going to enjoy. So let me just press play and see what happens here.
Okay. Back in the summer air.
Well, Elizabeth, I hope that you enjoyed that. I know that that was really not so much for me and you, but for you and somebody that's close into your life. And I'm so glad that you found your Romeo and Juliet.
Do you know what? He's here listening, and he just said about that. He said, oh, that's a really nice record that Mike's playing for you. Because we've been listening to the words, so that's so funny you said that.
For the both of you. It's for the both of you. Because I know
thank you.
Nigel, bless him, he's been like a little rock to you, isn't he?
He is. It definitely. He's my Prince Charming. He really is. I love him to bits.
And that's what I'm saying. You're Romeo and you're Juliet. You know, when I found that song, I thought, I have to play that for Elizabeth. And
Mike. No, that's so thoughtful. And I really appreciate that. It's made me feel a bit emotional, actually.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad of that, Elizabeth, because I know that we're going to fetch somebody on now that's been on hold since the beginning of the show, actually. I sneakily left him to last.
Okay.
Maybe not last, maybe there's somebody else after him, but it's a great friend of both of ours, and this is Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hiya.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Beth, how are you?
Oh, good. Really good to hear you. I was wondering how you were, actually, because I haven't been on Facebook as much as I usually am lately, and I was thinking about you yesterday and thought, I haven't heard from Paul for ages, so it's really good to hear you tonight.
No, thank you. I listen to the show every week, so...
Do you? Did you hear today's show?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Those two blokes are characters.
Oh, we had such a ball, because actually it was a special show that I did today on the Spiritual Calling show, because we've actually been doing that show for 2 years, so it was a birthday show, and obviously if you listened in... You heard us with that. We had a birthday cake and we had a little bit of a tea party where we did tea leaf readings. And of course, super guests and super friends of mine, Mystic Ed Ward and his partner Fluffy. And they're such characters, like you said, and they're so funny. And at times, I mean, although Ed does absolutely wonderful readings, really accurate, really warm readings, as I'm sure you heard today. He and Fluffy are so funny as well, and it really raises the vibration of the show and adds a bit of humour into it. But he gets a little bit close to the edge, doesn't he, at times?
Oh, he was, yeah. Was it last week? He was really close to the mark. I couldn't stop laughing.
I know. Everybody loved it, you know. And he certainly would be a good future guest on your show. So I'll have to pass you his details on, because he really is a very accurate reader, but also your listeners will love him, because he's very entertaining and funny at the same time.
Well, I look forward to that, Elizabeth, I really do. But I think that, Paul, was there a reading that you called in for, Paul?
Yes, please.
Okay, Elizabeth, I think that we may just as well duet you with Paul, because it does look like the time is ticking away. But if you don't mind, Elizabeth, do you mind if I start you?
No, you carry on.
Because, Paul, I know I've got a gentleman that steps so close to me, and he's like, come on, get on with it, hurry up, hurry up. And this is the way that he wants me to be. I know this is the way that he was in his life of when he was here with us. I believe that he's a gentleman that links to your dad's side of the family, if I'm honest with you, because I know that he's pushing me. And I believe that's the way he was when he was here with us. He talks to me about, you know, just... took one big deep breath and home I go to the spirit world, and I believe that's the way he was when he passed. He does make me aware that he suffered in this life, not for too long, mind, he says to me, because I didn't want nobody fussing with me. So whether he suffered in silence or whether that he just didn't want to bring any a fuss to it or something, I don't know. But I want to say to you that he makes me aware. I didn't want to suffer too long, okay, but I know when I passed, it was quite sudden in the end, because it was just this one big deep breath. And home I go to the spirit world. And he's quite a nicely built man in the build of his body. he makes me aware that he's quite forceful in what he has to say and the way he comes through. Do you understand of a gentleman like this for me, Paul, on your dad's side?
Says my grandfather.
Okay, and if this is your grandfather, would I be right in saying to you that he was the kind of man that I don't want to rely upon anyone for anything. I'll do everything myself. Not that he wasn't grateful, but it was the fact of I like to do it myself. I wanted to do things for myself, but he tells me towards the end of his life, it's almost as if we had to step in and take over a little bit. Okay, do you understand that with your granddad?
No, it's not my father actually.
Okay,
I didn't know my grandfather. So
okay, bless him. Okay, so with your father, you had to step in and take over a little bit because that's what he makes me aware that towards the end of life, we had to step in and take over, even though that he allowed it in the end. But he says to me, it wasn't without a great fight. Okay, so know that your father put up a great fight because he didn't want nobody fussing around him. Leave me alone. Yeah. Quite content, but I know that as he comes through that he is grateful, and this is what he wants me to say to you, that he is grateful for the things that was done for him, not just by you, but by many others around as well. Now, I know that your mum is still here, okay? So your mum would have played an important part, because he makes reference to your mum at the minute, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, as he makes reference to your mum, I know as we suffer in this life and we pass on, he wants to bring love to mum, because I know that he says to me, mum needs attention at the moment. So, Paul, would I be right in saying to you that you're doing bits for your mum at the moment? You're kind of doing what you can for her? Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, yes.
And would I be right in saying to you there, Paul, that as you're doing things to your mum, you feel, I don't know, I feel as if I'm not exhausted with it. You know, please don't get me wrong, but it's like, how much more can I give? I can't give much more. I'm doing my best. And you feel it's so demanding. And, you know, the only way that you could make it better is if you was there 24/7. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I understand it, yeah.
And, you know, he tells me there that the more that you're feeling frustrated with this, it's like as if I want to just, like, see to you, come on, calm down, okay? I'm not saying that you are uncalm, I'm not saying that, but calm the situation down and allow Dad to step in and help you, because I know that you're such a, and please don't take this offensively, but you're so proud yourself in what you're doing. You're so proud in helping Mum. It's like as if you feel sometimes that you don't need no help off anybody else. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's true.
Dad wants me to say to you that he wants to come in and allow him to take a little bit of the pressure off you, okay? Because he sees what goes on behind closed doors, okay? He sees the pressure that you're under. And Paul, whatever you're right in saying to you, that I'm not saying that you're at breaking point, but I know that you're at the point of where that's how I feel. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand it, yeah.
Okay, see, because that's what your dad wants me to say to you. Yeah. Elizabeth, do you want to come in there?
Yes, I am here, and what I pick up for you, Paul, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Good. I've got a dog that wants to connect with you. I know Mike is giving you people and family and dad, but I really feel like you've got a dog that wants to connect, because I think that this dog feels like, you know, I don't know if you were listening just before you came on, and Mike described my partner as like being a rock for me, and I feel like this dog was your rock. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I know she's very much around you, and that she's trying to connect to you from spirit, but almost like in a very intense way, almost like working in a guiding way that could help you. It's like saying, call upon me to help you do your readings for people, because I will help you spiritually, and like in a, like an animal guide, which is very fascinating and interesting. I know that you must have really felt the loss tremendously, because she says that you feel like there's a big hole missing. And I don't know whether you've been contemplating having another dog, but there's something now I'm being told about another dog coming into your life. Do you understand that?
No, I've asked for to come back.
Well, that could be what
for the other one. Yeah, because the other one still misses us, you see. So, and funny thing, I found some old photographs of her today on a disc I didn't know I had.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
So I was quite chuffed. Aspie, and that
is really super that she's coming through to be remembered to you when you found these photos today, because very often that can help bring them through, you know, because you've been thinking about them, you've been, you know, reminiscing over memories, and they're only a thought away. They really, really are. And as you think about them, they think about you. So there is a connection there. And I believe you'd actually make a very good animal communicator yourself, Paul, because you've got an affinity with animals. But the other funny thing that I see, did you ever have a bird?
A bird? What? Two legs?
Yes. Yeah, not the woman variety. I mean,
fluffy one.
The feather bird with a beak.
I never had a bird, but my parents did.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I never had a bird.
There's a bird in spirit that knows you that is also connecting on the animal link here as well, which is very interesting. And as I look at Dad in spirit, it's like he's holding that bird up on his finger. So they're together. That is what is important there. Now, I want to say the initial S, and I want to give you a name. I think I want to say Sarah. Is there anybody called Sarah around you currently?
Yes, Sarah May. I'll speak to her.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just feel that this lady has got very important advice to give you.
Okay.
So please keep the connections open where she's concerned. And it's almost like I'm seeing you connected on a real strong bond and a good level. And I think you're going to really assist each other and help each other quite tremendously, actually. And then I want you to look out for somebody called Kate or Cat. Yeah. Kate. Or they might call a cat for short.
Elizabeth, I know I need the cat in there because our time is running out really drunk.
Okay. We'll take those messages, Paul. And
we'll do, yeah.
Keep going with your spiritual development. And thanks for, you know, ringing in this evening, because it's been great to talk to you.
Thank you, Paul. And thanks, Mike.
No problem at all. You download a copy of that reading in the archives, and I say thank you very much for calling in, Paul.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hey, Elizabeth, I must say, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on. Just give us your Facebook details.
Yeah, if anybody wants to catch up with me, my Facebook is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. That's L-E-E with a hyphen and then Crowther. Or my email address is animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. That's animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk.
Okay. Thank you there, Elizabeth. You know, I do want to just mention yet again, remember, if you are listening in the UK and you want to call in, and I know sometimes it's difficult because it's difficult. I'm not going to go into the reasons why, but I now have the ability to call people in, but only from the UK. So if you want to register for that and register each and every week, just like you do, Elizabeth, on your show, register via email to mike@mikespirit.fm.
Can I just say, Mike, that if anybody would, you know, they are in the USA and would like a personal reading with me, I can offer personal readings over Skype. If anybody is interested in that, just drop me an email at animalexpressions.co.uk. Also, I'm going to be working with Andrew D, who's one of your hosts on your Mike Spirit radio station and website.
He is.
We're doing a show in the UK in Wolverhampton at the Slade Rooms. That's on the 7th of November. If anybody is listening in from the UK and would like to attend, if they go on andrewd.com, they can purchase tickets from there.
Perfect. Okay, well, again, it's mike@mikespirit.fm. And again, if you want with me, there's where you'll be able to find links in the website of www.mikespirit.fm. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show
on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.